Yeah. Things got a little awkward. Rosenberg, yesterday you were talking, maybe I'll use the word trash.
Crazy.
You said some reckless things about my friend, Amber Rose. She got word of it on Twitter.
Twitter's a mother.
Started writing back to us and said she actually wants to meet you face to face and discuss some of these things you were saying.
Yes.
She's here now.
She is.
The blonde bombshell, Amber Rose.
What's up, you guys?
Welcome.
You know, like, thank we you. Cool, right? We cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay, we cool. This guy, damn, he was. Why don't you tell him what you wanted to say? Or what you.
Okay.
Y'all should talk.
We know.
Y'all
let's talk. Let's figure this out. So, yesterday, K-Fox told us that Amber Rose is writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation came up about what the book might be about and if it's going to be a tell-all book. And I sort of said, who is Amber Rose to write a book?
Mm-hmm.
Why does this hot chick who slept with Kanye and now is with Wiz Khalifa?
She's right there, man.
I know. And she's beautiful, and it's hard to say it, but why does she get to write a book? That was the summary.
Well, I would understand that if I slept with Kanye rather than, you know, being with him for 2 years in a committed relationship.
She was in a relationship with Kanye. That is slightly different. But I said,
so he worded it like you were a jump off, and nowhere near that.
And I knew. Right. And honestly, I know better than that. I definitely don't doubt the validity of that relationship. I was not someone who was in the camp of she's definitely using Kanye or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that. However, I do think there is a trend in our culture these days that women get really famous, oftentimes based on who they're dating.
Like who?
Kim Kardashian.
The Basketball Wives.
The Basketball Wives. There are a whole series dedicated to this, and they become stars on their own.
She's gorgeous in person.
I told
this
you.
Is crazy.
Do you remember when I came back from South by Southwest, and I saw her at South by Southwest, I said, people always ask Wiz why would he be with Amber? And I said, I know exactly why he did. Not, that's the only reason why, but...
I'm very shy right now.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Relax. But yeah, so I guess I felt that way. And I'm curious. Honestly, it's a thought a lot of people have. I know people think that about you.
Yeah.
And people say those things about you.
Well, I mean, you know, I read the internet. I know the rumors and I know how people feel. And for me, it's really hard because I can't really be mad at them because that's all they see. Mm. You know, that's all they read. So they see stuff like that and they're like, man, she was just with Trey Songz in Africa, and they were, like, hooking up and getting cozy and stuff when really I just hosted an event, and he was there, and it's that simple.
Mm.
You know, it gets hard sometimes, but I can't be mad at people for what they think, you know? And I can come out and say, like, exactly who I am until I'm blue in the face, but people are going to believe what they want in the end anyway.
So who are you? Who is Amber Rose besides woman with ridiculous body that shouldn't be even allowed?
Or legal.
Yeah. Who are you? Who are you besides that? You know, where did you come from? We know that you used to dance at Sue's, and that's it. And then you were dating Kanye, and then you were like instantly fashion icon and
famous, like. In 5 days, boom, you're famous.
And so naturally the hate kind of comes from that, you know?
Right. And, you know, I said a statement when I was on Foxhole Radio. I said, you know, Kanye was engaged to a girl. He's with a girl for 6 years. She went to Fashion Week with him. She got photographed with him everywhere. Pretty much the same type of relationship me and Kanye had, but she didn't become famous. No one cared about her. And it wasn't a diss towards her. It's just the fact, like, you know, when people say, Kanye made me famous. That, like, I don't feel that way. I feel like my association with him, you know, getting photographed all over the place, like, people had an interest in me. And that's not my fault. Like, I don't want to sound like that, but it's like, it's not my fault that I became, like, really popular. I haven't said a word in, like, 2 years. I didn't even try. I didn't do any interviews. To this day... You know, I've never said anything bad about Kanye. And girls that come from where I come from in Philly, like, they would have dogged him out for money. They would have wrote a book about him. They would have, like, said so much, like, foul stuff just to really...
Is it true that... is there, like, a deal where you're not allowed to say anything about
There's
Kanye?
There's no deal.
You were paid $1 million to say crazy things about him.
I wish it was like that because I wouldn't say anything anyway, and then I would have a quick $1 million. But I'm just not that type of person. I don't have to speak about someone that I really loved and cared about in that way. Like, we once really cared about each other. So I don't feel the need to do that. But no one paid me. There's not any gag order. It's just not real life.
Don't say gag. It turns me on.
Did you, true or false, you broke up with Kanye West because his pants got too tight? They are a little nuts, Amber.
The belly shirts.
The belly shirt. Was it the belly shirt with the chain?
You guys.
I saw him wearing that same chain she's wearing. But who were you before that? Like, talk a little bit about what your past was and how, you know, it's kind of, you have a lot of misconceived notions about someone when all you know about them is they're hot and they were once a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we know. What else is there to Amber Rose?
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, right, is that in my neighborhood, most of the guys were drug dealers and most of the girls were strippers. I grew up very poor. That's just how my neighborhood was. When I was 15, I was homeless. Me and my mom were homeless. My mother is my only family. So, you know, I took it upon myself to, like, go out and make money. I was a hustler. That's what I did. And that whole time, like, you know, I wasn't a prostitute. I didn't trick off. I was well-respected in Sue's Rendezvous. People that know me over at Sue's, like, they love me over there.
When were you there? When were you at Sue's? How, like, what years? 05, 07, like.
It was like 5 years ago.
5 years ago, okay.
Like 06-ish.
Yeah. Damn, I wish I was going there at that time.
Yeah, no, it's not quite. I haven't seen it there since.
Was the shower there at the time?
Yes, the shower was there.
Respect to the Sue's shower.
And you know what? And another thing is, you know, being at Sue's Rendezvous, there's a lot of guys in the industry that go there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Oh, there's the opportunity to trick off.
All tried to holler, and they never had the time of day with me. Because I went to work, I made my money, and I went home, I paid my bills, and I took care of my mother. That's it. Mm. So the men in the industry that been there, that saw me there, that tried to holler, they know what it is. When I met my ex, it was just there. It was chemistry. Like, we fell in love. We did. We were very happy.
Did you meet there?
No.
Oh.
We didn't meet there. He flew me out to do a RoboCop video.
Oh.
That never came out. But, Yeah, like,
I didn't know that part.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Yeah, I flew out to
feel bad now.
Don't feel bad. It's okay. We're making amends.
No, I flew out to do his RoboCop video, and, you know, we shot the video, and we just, like, hung out real tough. And we were just good friends, you know what I mean? And then we really fell in love, and I never moved back to New York after that.
Wow.
I was just with him after
that. You flew out for the video
and never
stayed.
And stayed for 2 years. I was with him for 2 years. He didn't want me to leave. I didn't want to leave. We were very happy. And we're human beings. Like, you know, shit didn't work out. And that's just how it is. I mean, it's that simple.
So did you have trepidation about dating Wiz? Like, when you start dating Wiz and instantly go, oh, man, she was with the last hottest. Now she's with the new hottest kid.
But you know what's funny is that me and Wiz were friends. I'm not going to lie. When me and my ex broke up, I totally separated myself from hip hop. So I didn't listen to the radio. I didn't know Black and Yellow. I swear to God, I really didn't. And then when we met, we were just really, really good friends. And it was before his Rolling Stone cover. It was before all the magazines. It was before all that. Like, I wasn't with him because I felt like he was hot. Like, we just really, really fell in love. And I've never been this happy in my life.
Really? He is a nice.
I had a Puerto Rican, so.
That's. You never had a Puerto Rican? Have you been with a Puerto Rican man?
No, I've been with a Dominican.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Not on Hispanic Heritage Month. Don't mix us up. Give us a month.
What about a Jew? Have you been with a Jewish man?
I went on a date with a Jewish guy in France before.
Well, how was it?
He was really nice. He was from New York. It's cool.
He was okay?
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
I just wanna...
You guys didn't ask about Black women.
Oh, does she like black women?
Yeah.
Well, we're building up to that.
Why don't we do that when we come back? We'll take a break. We come back. Kay Fox is here. We're going to talk to Amber Rose more. She's so beautiful.
And I'm going to be honest. I never respected the bald head, but seeing it in person, it is. She's gorgeous.
No, I know.
Thank you.
Damn, I fucked up.
All right.
Okay, Kay Fox. Hi.
Sorry, Kay Fox, Amber.
Yo.
Hold on. Let me tell her what we've asked already. Already asked her about the things that I said specifically. People thinking that she's not. Why should she be writing a book? Why should she be getting? People think that she's a gold digger. We really did. We did all that. Just so you know that stuff. And then so far we talked about her meeting Kanye, how she got to meet Kanye, working at Sue's Rendezvous, and now just got to meeting Wiz. No, you probably are in that. Oh. All of our interview shots have whoever's sitting back there.
Just sitting there eating a sandwich over.
Yo, every time I see your videos, I'm eating like a croissant. April's gonna think all I do is eat back here.
Yes. Yeah. Do we cover really what the book will consist of, or no? We did, right?
No,
we didn't really do it. All right, so you can do that. So you can. That's a good place for you to jump in.
Got your information?
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you get everything you want to say. I want to make sure you get it out. It's Hot 97, the Cypher Sounds of Rosenberg Show with Kay Fox and the lovely, beautiful, sexy Amber Rose is here. She came up here beefing, but I think we're getting on her good side.
Yeah, yesterday I said some stuff about her. I said that I said sort of the stuff a lot of people have said about her. Why does she deserve to be in the spot she's in? She doesn't have any talent. She's just been with famous guys. And she came up here and was like, shut up, Rosenberg. I'm writing a book. And there's a lot more to me than that. We got to actually learn a little bit about her story growing up in Philly. Tell us a little bit more. So, Kay Fox, we were speculating yesterday about whether this was going to be like a dish tell-all kind of book.
Yeah, you said that you're going to be talking about your experiences, your past loves, betrayal, breakup, sex, heartbreak, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So one of your very public relationships was with Kanye West. Mm-hmm. So, of course, people are assuming that you'd be talking about that breakup and what you guys went through. So would he be mentioned in the book at all? Or
no, and I told Rosenberg, like, when I say, like, I didn't say past loves. I said it's about my past, my life, love, you know, sex. So that could be about, like, you know, things that I've been through, things that my friends been through, things that my family's been through. That's still all a part of my life. It is not a book about my ex. It's not books about my ex.
But I mean, do you think that people want to know about, you know?
I'm sure they want to know. Yeah, of course they want to know. You know, but that's not for me to do. I can't sleep at night and do something like that. That's just not me. You know, I could sit here. I have the opportunity to dog him out in front of everyone in New York right now, but I'm not that person. And I know there's girls out there that would do it like that and get paid quick for that.
Paid. He's high level. It's paid. Like,
I mean, he's been pretty expressive in his songs about how he feels.
Yeah, like,
about
how do you feel about the little jabs on his records? It feels like there's little slight jabs here and there.
Yeezy taught me.
On My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, that's what we're referring to.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, he's bitter and I'm not. I don't care. I don't care to talk about him. He could talk about me all day, but I don't feel the need to say anything about him to validate who I am. I'm so much more than that. You know, I'm a writer. I've been writing for a long time. You know, I write music. People don't know that I write music. And, like, you know, I'm a good person. I'm a humanitarian. I've been doing good work since I was, like, a kid. But that's stuff that, like, I'm really quiet, you know. I just stay to myself. And that's stuff that I do that is personal for me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm willing to let it out now. And that's when I say when I'm going to write books. Like, I'm really going to write books.
Well, speaking of being a humanitarian, you recently got some criticism for posting a picture on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You traveled to Africa, right? Was it Ghana?
Yes.
And people were like, you know, you're putting up pictures of you in the village with the kids. And they were really upset at that. Why didn't they were so upset?
I mean, would they rather me go pop bottles on a yacht in Ghana? I don't know what they want me to do. Like, it's either you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Wait, what'd they get mad at?
They got mad because she was visiting a village in Ghana, and she took a picture and tweeted it.
They thought it was exploitive or
but
something?
But it was, like, a bunch of, like, little kids and stuff, and, like...
It was an innocent picture.
Yeah.
It was her, hey, here I am in Ghana, here I am, look at who I'm around. It wasn't like she was in a club in Ghana just chilling, whatever, like you said.
Right, but that's the whole thing. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's like, for me, I can't do anything right in this industry. I just feel like I constantly get scrutinized for even the positive things that I do. You know, I went out there and, like, I went to the supermarket and bought food with my own money, a truck full of food, and I went to go feed a whole village. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that from my heart. I don't want any thank you or, like, a pat on the back for that. But, like, you can't sit there and criticize me and tell me that I did wrong because I helped somebody. Because you want me to, you know, take pictures of, like, the palace that the president lives in Ghana and tweet that. I don't want to tweet that. When I see little babies sleeping in the dirt, like, with their pregnant moms and they're, like, starving to death, that's who I want to go out there and help. So if you want to get mad at me that I'm not tweeting about the rich people of Ghana, then so be it. I don't care.
Yeah, and you said that you could relate because you actually grew up very poor yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't grow up that poor.
Poverty poor,
yeah.
But
yeah,
America.
Like,
well, America poor is just a different.
It's a different type of poor.
Of poor,
right? But
yeah, but then, I mean, I know what you're saying, but hungry is hungry.
And yeah. Philadelphia is arguably the worst place on planet Earth.
It really
so.
Is. I agree. But yeah, I did. I grew up very poor, and like, you know, I love to help people. Honestly, if I could like just do that for the rest of my life, I'm good with that. I don't need all like this extra attention and shit like that, you know?
Do you like being famous or you want to be famous or what is it that
I won't
what
say
do
that
you
I like
do?
Being famous.
Like, what is it that you do? Like, you're a model?
Yes, I'm a model. I was signed to the biggest modeling agency in the world.
Okay.
So, yes, I was a model. Models, when you're a model and that's your job, you're beautiful, and people take pictures of you.
I mean, it just looked like, I guess, all the pictures on the internet and everything that people see is just you hanging out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you get paid to take pictures, or you're a model.
Yeah, I'm a model. I also get paid to show up to venues.
Like, you're famous, and please don't take this as disrespect.
I already know what you're going to say.
You're famous, but for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Mm-hmm. Not Kanye, but whatever. Any rapper is famous because they rap, make albums, put out songs,
right,
videos, all that stuff. Any artist is famous for what art they do. So when you're
saying,
you have,
like, why I'm famous for what?
And please don't take it like I'm knocking you. I'm happy that you are. But I think people are like, well, what do you do that we should like you?
I understand that, but what do y'all want me to do about that? Like, what do y'all want me to do? I'm famous. I didn't ask for this. Mm. It happened to me. I'm famous because people like me. What do y'all want me to do? Like, I can grow my hair back. I can go live in Alabama somewhere. And you know what? I'm still going to be famous. People are going to be like, yo, you're Amber Rose. I get a picture with you. Oh, you grew your hair back. That's what's up. Like, it's just, it's not my fault that I'm famous. I don't know what people want me to do. They want me to go, like, back to the strip club, or they want me to go back to Philly and just like not do everything that I want to do. Like I said, I'm a writer and I'm finally coming out with this stuff. It took me a long time because there's not really a handbook to teach you how to be a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
There's not. I've made mistakes,
right.
You know? Like, even having my assistant, I trusted her. She'd be like, yo, Am, you know, can I use your laptop to, like, book some flights? I'm like, cool, sure, you can use my laptop, no big deal. She stole all my private pictures she stole from me, and she continuously puts them out on the internet.
You didn't look at these, did you?
These are the nude pictures that leaked.
Yeah.
I didn't know what somebody showed me, I didn't know what it
was. It said NSFW, you clicked it, and then what'd you do?
Boing!
But why do you think that she would put those pictures, new pictures, out on the internet?
I came to the conclusion that she is, like, crazy and schizophrenic and
Hater?
Jealous. And yeah, I mean, like, she shaved her head. Like, she had hair all the way down her butt. Like, she shaved her head. She started wearing pink lipstick.
Oh, it's kind of like the single white female syndrome.
Yeah, like, it was
that movie.
It was real, real crazy. She just got really obsessed with me. And she was like, the lady that, like, killed Selena. What's her name?
Yolanda.
Yolanda. She was like, Yolanda. Like, she, and I was like, yo, Ma, you got to go. Like, I fired her. And then
all of a sudden, the pictures.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, we shut down her. She had a company email. So we shut down her email. My lawyer went through all her stuff and all her emails, all her connects, phone numbers she had in there, and he saw everything.
If you're true to the thought of that you don't care about being famous, would you at some point change your hair and go to it? Because let's be honest, part of you, and when you were asking, like, oh, what is it about her? She's not just beautiful. You're very uniquely beautiful. You have a very original look that people aren't accustomed to. Would you ever change that and just have a hairstyle that is more run-of-the-mill?
Yeah, I mean, one day, you know, when I get married and I have babies and stuff.
With Wiz Khalifa?
Yes, of course.
Aww.
So what's up? Everyone's saying you guys are, like, about to get married. Every day it's like, they're about to get married. No ring.
No ring.
You want me to hit him right now?
Well, he's acting funny? Is he acting funny?
No, he's not acting funny.
You know
funny.
What? Let's come back and talk about Wiz, because I feel he might be acting funny.
All right, so last...
Maybe he got high and smoked the ring.
It's not even possible, man. So that could be the last thing we'll really push on is the Wiz marriage stuff. Because I forgot that has been every day I've been reading a different thing. You know, in reliable sources like Hip Hop Weekly.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to touch on that we missed or specific?
Anyone you want to destroy right now?
I want to talk about your reality show. Is that still going on? Or?
All the business ventures you got coming up, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking about to release a collection that's coming out next year. Uh-huh. The books. Basically, you know, you guys are going to see Amber's Got Talent, you know? So
right.
I hear what you guys are saying.
Right.
You know, she obviously didn't ask for the situation, but anybody in this situation now has to make the most of it.
Yeah, like, who would not do what you're doing
right.
if they had the opportunity?
Well, I think that people don't understand that. They don't get it. It's like, what am I supposed to do now?
But the thing is,
you see, like, being outside, like, I can't walk around New York. I take pictures all day.
Mm-hmm. And, like, people would be like, no, don't do that. Run away from it. Like, that's crazy. That's built in hate. We're all like that. We have a tendency, like, why her? Why does she get to do that?
Yeah.
But you know.
No, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh no, she would.
But do you do a lot of interviews or?
No,
I haven't.
No.
I don't know her. I did.
I'm saying, like, talking to you personally is like changes everything.
Yeah.
Like, you need to make more friends or something. Talk to more people. Because no, like, instantly you can feel the vibe. Like, it's.
Well, don't tell her to rush it because we can rock with our exclusive that no one's heard from her in 2 years.
You know what?
Take a few days. Don't get it wrong.
Let's just calm down. Let's just.
I think people are really scared to talk to me. I think they're intimidated, and I think that they just have they think that I might just be a bitch or just evil.
Yeah, I'm sure you get that a lot.
But I'm like, so not like that.
I have to say, it is funny. Let's just pick up from here. Yeah. I have to say, it is pretty funny being with Amber, and I've seen you a bunch of times at different things, but I would have never known her voice.
Yeah.
I'm not as gossip heavy as you are, obviously. I wouldn't know what her or whatever web, you know, I'm not as into that stuff. I wouldn't know her voice, and I've smoked a blunt in the room with her and didn't hear one word.
I'm really quiet, you guys. I'll be chilling.
But I'm not going to lie, guys, when that session was happening, it was in Texas. She definitely, you and Wiz have been dating for a couple months, I guess, and K-Fox was like, so what were they like? I was like, I'm not going to lie. Even totally privately, you guys were all over each other. Like, it was clearly, and not in a gross way, but like, Wiz was sitting there rubbing her head. They were just sitting there, like, loving each other.
It was so cute because while he was there, he sent me a picture. He was like, look, you're going to think this is, I have swag. And he tweeted me a picture of you guys and Wiz and you and Rosenberg. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. But it did seem really, it seemed authentic. So Wiz is a young dude. You're a few years older than Wiz, right?
I'm 4 years older than Wiz.
You're 4 years older than Wiz.
He's my little boy toy. Mm,
I like that.
I know, we know you do.
Yes.
So, are either of you pushing for marriage, or is it just being a question that's asked because you guys are famous? Is this something that's really on the table? Well, he's a kid.
Yeah, well, we're really, really, really in love. And like I said, I've never loved like this in my life. Like, he is my life. Like, I would die for him. That's how much I love him. Yeah. So, like, we will get married. We are going to have babies. But we have time. Like, we have the rest of our lives. Like, me and Wiz, we always say we're going to be together forever. That's just how it is. You know, he's my soulmate. Like, we're meant to be together. So when it happens, it happens. We're not in a rush. You know
what's dope about Wiz? He seems so self-confident. Mm-hmm. And you being a beautiful woman, he doesn't mind the fact that whether or not your picture's leaked online, it's okay. He knows that you're going home with him at the end of the night. And that's what it is. A lot of men could not do that.
Life couldn't.
A lot of men are very insecure.
If I had Amber Rose, she'd be locked in a basement somewhere.
Hold on. Let me stop you right here. You sound like a murderer, right?
I would love her. I would love her, and she would love me, but she wouldn't be allowed to go outside.
You'd slide her food under the door.
But seriously, that's something that a lot of women face, especially beautiful women. Men do want to keep you locked up somewhere. So when a man is like, "Go do your thing, boo," I'm standing right here.
No, but Wiz knows, like, he's the one for me. So mm-hmm. he knows that I could, you know, I could go to Africa and be around Trey Songz or, like, you know, go to France and be around, like, powerful men and stuff like that. Like, he knows that I'm all about him.
How does he know?
He knows because I show him every day, like, just how much I love him. Like, he's my life.
That's crazy.
Sife, okay, two things I want to touch on. Number one, Sife, be honest.
I don't want to touch on.
Well, yes. You're referring to her ass.
I was referring to breasts. But you know what? She's not.
That's not what it's about.
We digress.
Okay, so listen. All right, so listen. Here's the thing.
Sorry.
So here's the thing.
Rude.
Here's what I was going to say, though. Be honest.
Yes.
She's sitting right here.
Mm-hmm.
You would never, and you've told me this, never date a woman who had slept with an artist and you knew about it. Mm. Amber Rose, you're looking at her right now. Mm. She comes and hollers at you. Mm. You know she wasn't with, she was,
damn, son.
She's been with Ye and Wiz. Let's, God forbid, they somehow broke up and you had a chance.
Mm.
You're looking at her right now, Sife. Cut that camera back to Amber. Now back to Sife.
Listen to her talk, listening to you talk.
Oh, God.
And, I mean, beauty alone all day.
No.
But
no,
listening to you
knowing
talk,
everything.
You seem like a very nice girl. And I'm into, like, nice girls. Like, I hate bitches or girls with attitudes. But I don't, it would bother me a lot.
He's very jealous. We talk about this all the time.
It would bother me. Your past would bother me.
I
does that make me gay? Is that weird?
That is a little
I don't
weird.
Wanna...
Everybody has a past.
Everyone has a past.
But you don't
past.
Know about their past.
But right, she has a public past, and it's hard for you to deal with.
It's easier because at least you know.
I
you don't have to
shot.
Find out in the streets.
I give it a shot.
All right, I respect
it. I'd give it a shot, but I think then she would get annoyed with my jealousy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you guys broke up already. That's sad. Now, hold on, one more question. We talked about this yesterday, Amber.
What?
Women have a number that they will tell men, right?
Oh,
you start dating Wiz, right? You're laying
yeah.
around one night. Wiz is on blunt number 77 of the day.
Joint. It's only joint.
Sorry, joints. Yeah, what am I
he has
even
his own rolling paper.
I know.
Yes.
What am I thinking disrespecting? He's not an amateur. He's on joint 77 of the day and is like, yo, so just Ma tell me, you know, I love you. You know, that's not how he talks. It's actually more like, yo, like, but he's like,
come on, man.
I know. It's more like, come on, man. Hey, Amber, I love you.
Sounds like Cheech and Chong. That's what sleeping with Cheech and Chong.
That's what it is. So, but he says to you, how many guys were there before me? What do you say?
But wait.
And you ever,
no girls give a fake number.
Right.
And then they have a real number.
Uh-huh.
What's your
fake? Yeah, girls never give a real number.
How about this? Just tell us your fake number.
My fake number?
Your fake number. What's the number you told him?
We don't talk about stuff like that.
Really?
Nah.
So he just thinks it's one? Because we know of one, and that's all we know of, right?
He's like, man, it's, you know, it is. At least he's one of the greatest.
I mean, you know, for us, like, we don't talk about our past at all. It's just not even relevant. It doesn't matter. We're just all about each other, so.
I couldn't do it.
Sife, get over it.
I couldn't do
it. If Alexa dumped me, and Wiz and something happened with Amber, we would become the celebrity couple known as Amber Rosenberg so fast.
Rosenberg.
Amber Rosenberg would be so popping in
the
streets.
What do you do? What do you do, Amber? You're in the car. Mm-hmm. You're driving to go get something to eat with Wiz, mm-hmm. and a Kanye song comes on the radio.
Great question.
I mean, Kanye's a talented artist.
He don't feel weird?
Nah, we don't feel weird about that stuff. It's just, it's the past. We don't care.
I'd break my radio.
Excuse me. They don't, like, Kanye and Wiz, they don't know each other. There's right. no beef. Like,
yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying not.
I mean, I can see if you have a problem with someone and then you hear their song on the radio. It's right. like, yo, man, turn that off. I don't even want to hear that. But it's like, okay, Kanye song's on. Who cares?
If they got moving. If we are at the Source Awards and it was 1995 and beef at the Source Awards was still popping and they threw down, you think Wiz could take Kanye?
I think he would beat the crap out of Kanye.
Damn.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Yeah, I said, I love
and
Kanye.
And I'd kick him while he's down. Oh! I'd be right there with him.
No disrespect.
This just got crazy.
So last thing, just to clear it up before you go.
Well, no, I have something else to ask her.
Okay, I was going
to
say, but just so I want to get this on tape. Check. You are not married to Wiz Khalifa.
I am not married.
Well, wait,
not yet.
Say it again.
I am not married to Wiz Khalifa. Okay. Not yet.
Okay. Boom. All right, cool. Sorry, K-Fox. Close it out.
Well, I know that you're not just Kanye West's eye candy or Wiz Khalifa's eye candy or arm candy or anything like that. You're a businesswoman. You're writing books. And I also know that you were filming a movie recently, right?
Gang of Roses 2. It's me, Tiana Taylor, Roxy from 106 and Park, Claudia Jordan, a couple of like other really cool actors and stuff.
But there was this crazy story that I heard about Tiana Taylor getting into a fight with the director. Mm-hmm. She went up to him because she was upset that she wanted to go home, had a toothache, that got into a crazy fight, and she tweeted a picture of her shirt that was ripped, but it looked like her breast because these guys
it just looked like an amazing
Googling
picture.
And Googling over it. God. Were you there on set when this happened? This crazy
I was not
fight?
There.
So
I
you heard about what happened?
I heard about it, but it was on, like, Media Takeout. Like, Media Takeout is not a reputable, reliable source of information.
As well. It was on TMZ as well.
Yeah, but listen, if it's on Media, like, okay, when I first came out, right, like 3 years ago, if it was on Media Takeout, it was a joke. But if it's on Media Takeout now, it's on MTV, it's on TMZ. Like, they take that. It's not a reliable source of information. It's just, oh, it's a slow day in news. Let's just make this up about somebody. So I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know what's going on with
so
that.
So the movie is still happening? They're
yes,
still
it's
filming.
Still happening.
Okay.
No. We're done filming now. That's my second movie, actually. And then I just got a script for a Tyler Perry movie.
Wow. So, no, don't do it. You're not doing
it,
are you?
Don't listen to them. Get the check, okay?
Are you doing it?
I don't know. Yeah, I might. Mm. I might. I don't know. I don't know if they really
what's
fully
your,
want
what's
me.
What's your background? What are you?
You half black, half Jewish.
My mother is West African. She's Cape Verdean, and my father's Italian and Irish.
Oh, Cape Verdean.
They speak Portuguese in Cape Verde?
Yeah, Portuguese Creole. Yeah.
My Portuguese, my regular Portuguese is not bad. My Portuguese Creole mix is, it's not good.
But I'm also coming out with a
Let's line. Go. What's all the stuff you have coming out? You're writing books.
Yes.
So we know about the books. They're not a tell-all book about Kanye West. Get that straight.
Well, do you have a name of your first book that's going to come out? Do you have a name yet?
I do not have a name yet.
Okay. No.
You didn't even start yet, or you just like I have like a bunch
I've been writing for years. So I'm actually in New York right now talking to publishing houses to, you know, get my books out there. But yeah, I've been writing for a long time. Like I said, I write music too.
You written it? Did you help Kanye or Wiz with anything?
Yeah, I helped Kanye with his album.
Which one?
Really?
808s? Or is this post
808s? I did see her name in the credits.
Huh?
Oh, on Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yep.
Really?
What'd you help with?
I'd rather not say.
Oh.
But I got my credit on there, and I'm good.
That means that...
So we just have to read the album, and we'll know.
Does it say which song, or just says general in the general credits?
Yeah, I just don't even... Like, that shit is just...
She just gets the check.
So
she
maybe
just waits
a Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose collabo.
I mean, I'm going to do music also. I'm doing music. So.
Like singing, rapping, or?
You'll see.
She can't give everything.
Yeah, how are you getting private now after everything you just told me?
I know.
You can't get secretive now.
You know, but
that's
what
really...
we do. It's Hot 97.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, I enjoy writing music. I'm no like Jennifer Hudson. I can't sing like that, but yeah, my music is...
You're going to make some fly stuff.
My music is fun. My music is really, really fun. It's not depressing. It's just really fun music. So,
well, she's good music for a girl to bounce up and down and look back at it.
It's definitely that type of music.
Like a girl could like be like,
no, Saif, you don't have to do an example.
Yeah, you don't have.
You don't
to
have
do
to do that.
I wanted to show her.
No, she knows what it is.
You know, when they look back.
No, K Fox does it in the morning when we're playing music. We know. Now, speaking of looking back at it, real quick, there's an ass off. Amber Rose.
What?
Kim Kardashian, in an ass off.
I win.
You really think that thing is better than that thing?
Well, one, Kim is like 5 foot nothing. I'm 5'9". I got way more booty than Kim.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to be the judge. Hold on. Really?
I was just recently on a plane with Kim Kardashian, and I had a personal front row view of that booty.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you got more than that.
Yeah.
That thing's big. Did she have an exercise seat like they do for fat?
She was in first class and they had to break the thing in the middle.
To break out the middle thing.
It's different because Kim has hips. She's very hippie.
And you're saying Amber's not as hippie but more assy?
It's a different type of shape. That's why it may appear from the front that she has more booty, but Amber has more booty than Kim.
You really think so?
Yeah. I know women's bodies. I'm a woman. I get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of women's bodies, we had to ask. We asked if you've been with a Puerto Rican man, a Jewish man.
Mm-hmm.
Been with a black woman before?
Yes.
Seriously? Like, really went in or just like, la, 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 make out?
Like, in a relationship?
I've had 2 3-year relationships with 2 black women.
Wow.
What'd she just say?
She's had 2 3-year relationships.
At the same time?
With a black woman. With black woman.
No.
Separate times.
I'm a relationship type of chick. I'm not like...
Serial monogamous.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
I just like, I like to be with one person. That's it. So, yeah, I was in relationships. But... For me, like, I know it's going to come across like, she's bisexual and she's nasty and she dates, you know, girls and guys and stuff like that.
Not at all. It's beautiful.
But, it's like, love. I just really, I'm a really lovable person and I just.
Couldn't agree more.
I believe. It's so funny.
Sorry.
I believe that you can really love anyone. It's not a big deal. If you just find someone attractive and they're just, like, a beautiful person and, you know.
Do you know that I once, when I was young, had a sexual dream about Silk the Shocker?
No, he's telling me the truth.
I am. I did. It was really weird. But I didn't want to make anything of it. I didn't want to take it the next step, but it was a weird dream. And then he called Tigger's show the next day, and it was awkward.
Wow.
Maybe that's a good note.
That might be.
But
yeah,
let me just say this. I will never date a girl again.
Really?
I was going to ask you that.
Well, you're done off the market. You're getting married.
It.
You're done.
I'm
Wait,
done.
Wiz
never...
is so good that he won you over to the penis side permanently?
It's not the penis side. It's his penis. That's it.
Specifically.
I'm done. I don't want any other penis besides Wiz's penis.
Hold on, real quick. Specifically because of things about his penis?
It's just
or because it's attached to him?
Because it's attached to him.
Now, would you guys ever spice it up with another female?
No.
No. Shut it down.
Serious.
No.
Shut it down.
He's not bringing. He's not. You're not saying, babe, she's beautiful. Let's bring her home.
Absolutely not. And he's not saying that either. We don't. We love each other so much. We will not share each other with anyone. Mm. Like, it's totally not going to happen. Like, we're just.
I have a question.
He's my baby.
You don't. I've been in a relationship now going on 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting married next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my beautiful fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And there are nights when we have wonderful, action-packed, bow sessions.
Mm.
Then there are nights that I just want to watch SportsCenter and go to sleep. Like, come on. I mean, I know you're gorgeous and you're famous, but are there still those nights when you're like, babe, I'm in my sweatpants and I'm kind of being gross and bloated and don't feel like doing anything like that?
No.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
No.
I'll tell you why.
No. She's... Why?
Because they're not together every day.
Does that help? That must help keep it spicy.
Well, I mean, there's times where I don't see Wiz for 2 weeks and we're both traveling. And then when we see each other, I mean, it is a wrap. Like,
it's on.
It is like passionate, beautiful lovemaking. It's wonderful.
I need new pants because I just did something bad in there.
Did you?
TMI.
I'm so happy for Wiz. What a life. Yeah. What a life. From Pittsburgh.
His mom smokes weed with him. Amber Rose is his girl.
He does a movie
My
with Snoop.
My mom smokes weed with him, too.
Your mom smokes weed with him?
Dope.
Is your mom hot?
My mom is beautiful. Mom looks like Pam Grier.
No.
Is she single?
She is.
Hi, my name is Luis Diaz.
I'd like to meet your mother.
I'd like to meet you.
How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother was during an interview. It was pretty awkward.
All right, Wow, forget it. It's over. Just leave.
Just let her go. Hey, so listen.
Get out of here.
We want here you to feel.
Life is ruined.
Even though I said things about you that I told you I said, and I doubt.
You haven't apologized to me.
Have
right,
I not?
That is true.
Tell him to get on his knees and do it.
You know what? Step your game up, player.
Why I have to get on my knees?
Why don't you get over
yes!
here?
Yes!
Why don't you get over here?
I like
this. Up, man.
Make him get on his knees.
I'm going to get this clean. Are you wearing a ring?
A what?
Are you wearing a ring of any sort?
I'm not wearing a ring, no.
And listen.
Gold tip on her boots.
No,
last
I'm
time,
not kissing her shoe.
Last time.
No, these are suede. He can't kiss my
yeah,
shoe.
Yeah, she doesn't even want me to kiss her suede shoe.
Last time he disrespected a woman, this wrestler that we had on the show, she slapped the shit out of him. So he's going to kneel down and apologize, and I don't know if you want to put hands and feet on him.
Choose.
I would never hurt you, Rosenberg.
Really? Okay, watch.
That's cute.
Can I?
I don't know if Wiz wants you touching her.
It's not going to be bad, Wiz. I love you. I'm sorry, Amber. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, that you. You're going to have to get that wash, Amber.
Thank you.
You have to get that.
I appreciate that.
Full apologies to New York City. She's a wonderful woman. Stop talking shit about her.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yo, thank you so much for coming through. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. And listen, anytime I'm in New York, I'm going to hit y'all up.
Can we figure out a way to make this like a thing?
Well,
like,
Rosenberg has my number now.
No, I don't. Do you DM it to me?
I saved that. I'll text you now.
Okay, text me now. Let's keep this
clean.
You'll
have my number anytime I come.
Only he gets it? Or
Saif, don't be pathetic. Saif.
He's not the best contact person. I don't know if
Saif, we know what you're doing.
Now let's get tell Jake.
How's the producer?
No, let's just have this be a comfortable thing, though, where when you're in town and you have something to talk about, you feel free to just come in and hang.
I'll come through, you guys. I mean, yeah, I love you guys.
Thank
it's
you
very
so
cool.
Much.
No, and
I
you,
hate Funkmaster Flex, but I love you guys.
Well,
whoa,
no,
whoa,
don't worry. So I forgot about that. We forgot to ever talk about that.
An asshole, man.
Oh,
damn,
damn it. You know what?
Damn.
And she's in Hot 97.
I'll skip it. He's an asshole.
Wait, now hold on a second. I have to jump in here.
No, you don't.
Why don't you like Flex? That's my mentor. He told me everything I know.
That's what's up. I mean,
what's up?
Why are you mad at him?
I mean, he's just ignorant in every single way possible. He's just an ignorant person. Like, everything that he says is just rude and ignorant. And when people come in to, you know, come to talk to him, he kisses everybody's ass, and then when he leaves, he talks about everybody. Mm. I just think he's really whack for that. When you come in the studio, be real. You know what I'm saying? You were real with me. You were like, you know what? We said things yesterday when you weren't here, and blah, blah, blah. We said this, that, and that about you. But Flex don't do that. He comes in, and he kisses everybody's ass.
Let me just give you a hypothetical situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if Big Bad Wolf, Funkmaster Flex, is quiet and shy like you are in real life, but on the radio he talks crazy, and you're judging him the way people judge you?
Okay.
Is this something to think about?
I agree what you're saying, but my whole thing is, like, if he's gonna talk about me constantly and badmouth me, I'll come in. I'll do his show too.
So maybe there's a way we could hook that up.
I will give him that benefit of the doubt, because people really don't give me that, so I will give him that.
Wow.
That's all. That if I could hook
She's
that up.
She's like Gandhi with amazing tits.